Well, first of all, we'd like to thank God for the children choir. Try this one. Yeah, you know, little children, when they're still young, they got really nice voices.
当小孩子小的时候，他们有很优美的声音。
But as they get older, you know, sometimes, especially the boys, the voice will change.
当他长大的时候，特别是男生会开始变声。
Then the boys will sing, "Let the little children come."
他声音就像牧师这样说。
So let's enjoy them while their voices are still, you know, very pristine and very clear and pure.
所以当他们还是小孩子的时候，让我们享受他们优美的声音。
Okay, our sermon today is actually the first sermon in a series that we're going to preach from the book of Genesis.
今天是, 整个信息的第一堂, 在创世纪。
And that's the title of our sermon today for today.
那是我们今天, 讲到的信, 的题目。
I know you've heard, you know, messages on Genesis before, maybe what, last year? Was it last year you heard Genesis? From Genesis.
我相信去年的时候，我们也听过在创世纪里面的 信息。
So you may have forgotten some of it. So I'd like us to maybe do a bit of background information.
所以如果你忘记的话，让我稍微介绍一下。
Well, long time ago in the Middle East.
很久以前在中东。
God called a man. He says, "You know, leave your hometown in the east."
上帝呼召了一个人，他说：“离开你在东边的家乡。”
And then God said, "I want you to migrate to the west."
我要你移民到西边去。
Well, that man is God has called his. He is Abraham.
那一个人就是亚伯拉罕。
And God gave him a promise.
上帝给他一个应许。
God promised that if you go west, there'll be, you know, I'll give you lots of land.
他说：“如果你到了西边的话，我会给你很多的土地。”
I'll make you the father of a great nation.
我会让你成为一个多国的父。
I'll give you many descendants like the stars in the skies.
然后你的后裔像天上的星星那么多。
And God promised that because of you, all other nations on earth will be blessed too.
然后上帝应许说，因为你的缘故， 多国都会因此得蒙祝福。
So Abraham, he obeyed God and he went west.
所以亚伯拉罕听神的话，他就往西边去了。
And he brought along his wife Sarah.
他带了他的太太莎拉。
Now Abraham and Sarah, they were actually quite old already by then.
那时候亚伯拉罕跟莎拉已经年纪老迈。
They didn't have any children.
他们也没有 小孩。
So Sarah was telling Abraham, "Now, if you're going to be the father of many descendants, you need to have at least." One children.
所以撒拉就对亚伯拉罕说：“你既然要成为多国的父，你至少需要一个小孩。”
So Sarah told Abraham, "Why don't you go and you know sleep with my servant girl?"
所以撒拉就建议他先生，不然你跟我的使女同房吧。
Her name is Hagar.
她的名字叫夏甲。
So Abraham asked, "Well, are you sure?"
亚伯拉罕就问：“你确定吗？”
She said, "Oh, go and sleep with my servant girl."
他太太说：“你就去吧。”
So because of that, they have a son. His name is Ishmael.
也因此，他们有一个小孩是以斯玛利。
So Abraham is quite happy right now. He's like, "Now I've got a son, and maybe through this son, I'm going to have all my descendants."
所以现在亚伯拉罕很开心，因为他说：“现在我有一个儿子了，或许从以斯玛利，我就会有更多的后裔。”
But then God appeared to Abraham and says, "No, no, no, no. The promise will not be fulfilled through Ishmael."
但是上帝向亚伯拉罕显现说，不是的，你的后裔不是从以斯玛利而出。
It will be fulfilled from a son between you and Sarah.
他说那一个后裔呢，是你跟撒拉的小孩。
So a year after the Lord proclaimed that, then. Sarah became pregnant, and they gave birth to a son.
所以一年之后呢，撒拉怀孕了，他们就生了一个小孩。And
his name is Isaac.
他的名字是以撒。Now
Abraham loved Isaac.
亚伯拉罕很爱以撒。You
know, when Isaac grew up, and it was time for him to get married.
当以撒长大的时候，要结婚的时候。
Abraham sent one of his servant, male servant, to go back east to find a wife for his son Isaac.
他就差他一个年老的仆人往东边去，为他的儿子找一个太太。
Well, the servant found a girl. Her name is Rebecca.
然后他的仆人找了一个女生，名字叫利百加。
And Rebecca followed the servant back west, and then she met Isaac, and then they both got married.
所以利百加就跟着这个老仆人回去到西方去，然后他们相识之后，他们就结婚。
Well, Rebecca got pregnant, and then she gave birth to twins.
所以利百加怀孕之后就生了一对双胞胎。
He's got two sons, but they are unidentical twins.
他们有两个双胞胎，但是是不同的。
The older son, his name is Esau.
最老的那个叫以扫。
Now Esau in Hebrew means very hairy, you know, someone with a lot of hair, you know, on the body.
以扫在希伯来文就是说很多头发的意思。
Yeah, and also the hair is red in color.
然后他的头发有红色的。
You know, I'm not sure about here, but in Malaysia, we call the Westerners Ang Mo.
在马来西亚，我们称外国人红毛。
So maybe the Ang Mo are descendants from Esau. I'm not sure.
或许这些红毛人是以扫的后裔。
Now the younger brother Jacob, when he was born,
然后他小的儿子雅各。
He was holding on to the heel of his older brother Esau.
当他出生的时候，他是抓住哥哥的脚出来的。
So because of that, the mother named him Jacob.
所以他妈妈称他为雅各。
Another meaning for the name Jacob is also someone who supplant or a deceiver.
所以雅各的名字的意思也是一个欺骗人的。
So that's why you've got those two names, Esau and Jacob.
所以有两个名字，以扫跟雅各。
Now, normally in the Jewish tradition, if you are the firstborn son, then that is you will receive the blessings and the inheritance.
在犹太人的传统里面，如果你是长子的话，你会继承比较多的遗产跟祝福。
But then, Jacob, when he grew up, he lived up to his name, the deceiver.
当雅各长大的时候，他就像他名字一样，他善于欺哄人。
We read how Jacob cheated Esau of his birthright.
我们也看见雅各怎么欺哄了以扫，让他得到长子的名分。
We also read in Genesis how Jacob cheated his father and got the blessings that were supposed to be for Esau.
我们也看到雅各怎么欺骗他的爸爸，以至于得到这个长子的祝福。
So he lived up to his name, the deceiver.
所以雅各的名字就像他的名字一样，他是一个骗子。
And also he brought about the fulfillment of the prophecy that the older one will serve the younger one.
所以其实这也实现了那个神的所预言的，就是那大的要以后要服侍小的。
Now because of that, the promise from God now instead of going to Esau went to Jacob.
所以神的应许呢，现在不是经过以扫，而是经过雅各。
So the promise that God gave Abraham right now will go down through the line of Jacob's ancestry.
所以神给亚伯拉罕的应许呢，就会通过以撒进入通过雅各的后裔成就。
Now, understandably, Esau is quite, you know, upset about this. He's not happy about this.
所以以扫呢，可以了解的是非常生对这件事情非常生气的。
And he wanted to do some bodily harm to his younger brother Jacob.
所以呢，他就想要杀害他这个弟弟。
So after Jacob found out about this, he decided maybe it's best for him to leave home.
但雅各知道这件事情之后呢，他就决定说要离开家里。
And he headed east.
所以他反而往东边回去。
And that's where we pick up the story in Genesis chapter 29.
所以这就是第二十九章开始的背景。
Okay, Genesis 29, if you open up your Bibles, we're going to read right now. Genesis 29, verse 1, goes like this. Then Jacob continued on his journey and came to the land of the eastern people. There he saw a well in the open country with three flocks of sheep lying near it because the flocks were watered from that well. The stone over the mouth of that well was large. When all the flocks were gathered there, the shepherds would roll the stone away from the well's mouth and water the sheep. Then they would return the stone to its place over the mouth of the well. Jacob asked the shepherds, "My brothers, where are you from?" "We are from Haran," they replied. He said to them, "Do you know Laban, Nahor's grandson?" "Yes, we know him," they answered. Then Jacob asked them, "Is he well?" "Yes, he is," they said. "And here comes his daughter, Rachel, with the sheep." "Look," he said, "the sun is still high. It is not time for the flocks to be gathered. Water the sheep and take them back to pasture." "We can't," they replied, "until all the flocks are gathered and the stone has been rolled away from the mouth of the well. Then we will water the sheep." While he was still talking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherd. When Jacob saw Rachel, daughter of his uncle Laban, and Laban's sheep, he went over and rolled the stone away from the mouth of the well and watered his uncle's sheep. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and began to weep aloud. He had told Rachel that he was a relative of her father and a son of Rebekah, so she ran and told her father. As soon as Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he hurried to meet him. He embraced him and kissed him and brought him home and brought him to his home, and there Jacob told him all these things. Then Laban said to him, "You are my own flesh and blood." After Jacob had stayed with him for a whole month, Laban said to him, "Just because you are a relative of mine, should you work for me for nothing? Tell me what your wages should be."
16节，拉班有两个女儿，大的名叫利亚，小的名叫拉结。利亚的眼睛没有神气，拉结却生得美貌俊秀。雅各爱拉结，就说：“我愿为你小女儿拉结服侍你7年。”拉班说：“我把她给你，甚是给别人，你与我同住吧。”雅各就为拉结服侍了7年。他因为深爱拉结，就看这7年如同几天。雅各对拉班说：“日期已经满了，求你把我的妻子给我，我好与她同房。”拉班就摆设宴席，请齐了那地方的众人。到晚上，拉班将女儿利亚送来给雅各，雅各就与她同房。拉班又将婢女细珀给女儿利亚做使女。到了早晨，雅各一看是利亚，就对拉班说：“你向我做的是什么呢？我服侍你不是为拉结吗？你为什么欺哄我呢？”拉班说：“大女儿还没有给人，先把小女儿给人，在我们这地方没有这样规矩。你为这个满了7日，我就把那个也给你，你再为她服侍我7年。”雅各就如此行，满了利亚的7日，拉班便将女儿利亚拉结给雅各为妻。拉班又将婢女毕拉给女儿拉结做使女。雅各也与拉结同房，并爱拉结甚是爱利亚，于是又服侍了拉班7年。
Let us pray.
我们一同祷告。
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
As we study your word today,
那当我们阅读你的话语的时候，
we may see that we are perhaps not so different from Jacob.
让我们看见我们跟雅各其实非常相像。
But Lord, in your sovereign plan and in your wisdom,
但是在你永恒的计划里面，
You can still work out all things good for those who love you.
你却为着爱你的人的缘故，能够将万事成为有益的。
And also all those who hate sin.
特别是那些恨恶罪人的人。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.Well, we just read Genesis 29, verse 1 to 30.
我们才读完29章第一到第三十节。
Well, the beginning part of this chapter sounds a bit like a Hollywood love story.
这个故事的开头好像好莱坞的爱情故事。
You've got a boy who got into trouble.
我们发现一个男生面对了难题。
The boy runs away.
他们就离家出走。
The boy meets girl.
男生碰到一个女生。
And then they fall in love next to a well.
他们在井旁相爱。
And things are going well for Jacob.
然后雅各的生活也不错。
He went east and he found his relatives in Haran.
他往东边去，在哈兰找到了他的亲戚。
And then he met that the beautiful Rachel, his wife to be.
他也碰到了拉杰，一位美丽他的未婚妻。
And his uncle.Laban, welcome him.
还有他的舅舅拉班也欢迎他。
Welcome him into his home.
欢迎他进到自己家里。
And even called Jacob that you are my flesh, my own flesh and blood.
他甚至对雅各说你是我的骨肉。
Yeah, sure. Jacob he has to work 7 years in order to, to earn the hand of Rachel to marry her.
是的，他花了七年的时间为了娶这个太太。
But we were told in verse 20.
但是在二十节里面
that those 7 years to Jacob only felt like a few days because of his love for her.
可是那七年对于雅各来说呢，就却好像几天一样，因为他深爱着拉结。
So you see here, it seems like Jacob has finally managed to put all his troubles behind him.
这好像似乎雅各已经把他过去的烦恼已经放在脑后。
He's starting a new life now.
他开始一个新的生活。
And then everything seems to be falling into place for Jacob.
他好像所有的事情都过得很好一样。
Now, if we were to stop reading the Bible here now at this point,
如果我们在这里就停了，
it would seem that, wow, God is blessing Jacob.
我们好像是以为上帝在祝福雅各。
That the favor of God is upon him despite of what he's done in the past.
好像上帝特别的对他很好，特别是他，但是虽然他之前做了很多错事，
It would seem like his past sins doesn't matter anymore.
好像他过去的犯的罪好像已经无关痛痒了。
Or perhaps even God has forgotten his sins.
或许上帝已经忘记了他的罪恶。
You know, maybe we can pause there and see how that can apply to us.
或许我们停在这里想想这如何在我们生活中应用。
Because we live in a secular world that says that rules and laws are meant to be broken.
因为我们住在一个世俗的世界里面，我们常常说规矩就是要被毁坏的。
You know, the world tells us that if you're smart and if you're clever,
世界告诉我们，如果你聪明的话，
you see all those rules and regulations.
你看到的这些规矩呢？
If you don't like them,
如果你不喜欢的话，
then you can try and go around it.
你可以越过这些规矩。
You can find a loophole.
或许钻一些漏洞。
You can hack into it.
或者你把它破坏掉。
Basically, the world is saying if you can get away with breaking the law, then just do it.
说如果你能够破坏这些规矩，而且能够逃离的话，那你就尽量做吧。
That breaking the law is a legitimate way for us to advance our own interests.
有的时候犯法似乎是为了延伸我们自己的利益。
To gain material things in the world.
以至于让我们在这世界当中有更多的物质享受。
After all, everyone else is doing it.
特别是当每一个人都这样做的时候呢？
And injustice will never catch up with you.
然后正义呢，永远不会追上你。
Right?
是不是？
Right?
是不是？
No, wrong.
不是的。
Because justice will eventually catch up with us.
因为正义迟早会追上我们的。
Even though it may not happen quickly,
或许不会很快的,
but one day, surely it will happen.
但是有一天它迟早会发生的。
That if you break the law, one day you get caught.
因为你犯法的话呢，你迟早有一天会被抓到的。
Right?
对不对?
Let me give you one example.
比如一个例子。
In the New Zealand Herald, I think this week.
在今天的先驱报里面。
You've seen this news article?
你们有没有看过这个新闻？
It's about a Kiwi lady who took out student loans and she didn't pay her loans.
是一个纽西兰的人，他拿了学生的贷款，但是他没有还这个欠债。
She was at Auckland Airport and she was about to leave the country for Australia.
她在奥克兰的机场，她要飞去澳洲的时候。
And she was arrested because she hasn't been paying her study loan.
她被逮捕呢，是因为她一直都没有还这个债务。
You know, I think that she thought she could get away with it.
她或许以为她可以避开这些债。
In fact, for many years, she did get away with it.
虽然是这很多年她都不需要还这些债务。
But eventually, she got caught.
但是她还是被逮捕了。
We see here that for every crime, there is a consequence.
我们发现每一个罪呢，都有一些后果。
For every sin that we commit, there are repercussions.
我们每犯的一些罪呢，都会有一些代价。
There's, you know, this philosophy about action and reaction.
就像一个动作，就有一些反的动作。
Like what you sow, you will reap.
就像你种的是什么，你收的将会是什么。
And this is my first point.
这是我的第一点。
That when it comes to God's disciplining,
当我们讲到神的纪律的时候
，it is a matter of when and not if.
神的管教不是不管，而是时机未到。
Basically, what we see here is that once you do something wrong.
当你犯了一些错误的时候
，God will take action upon that wrongdoing.
神是会有因为这些错误而有些作为的。
He definitely will.
神确定会的。
It is just a matter of time.
那只是一个时间的问题。
And we see here in this passage, from verse 20 onwards.
所以我们从第二十节之后，我们看见
that Jacob is going to find out.
雅各会发现
that his past sins are going to catch up with him.
他过去的所犯的罪将会追上他。
So we read verse 25.
我们来看第二十五节。
When morning came, there was Leah, the older daughter. So Jacob said to Laban, "What is it that you've done to me?"
到了早晨，雅各一看是利亚，就对拉班说：“你向我做了什么呢？”
You know, I worked for you, I served you for Rachel, didn't I?
他说：“我服侍你不是为了拉结吗？”
Why have you deceived me?
你为什么欺哄我呢？
So after 7 long years,
他说经过七年之后，
finally Jacob the deceiver is deceived.
雅各这个欺哄者呢，自己反而被欺骗了。
And it was a great shock to him.
对他来讲，他非常吃惊。
It happened to him when he least expected it.
因为他并没有想到会发生在他身上。
Which is the very first morning of his married life.
是他结婚的第一天早上。
And that day, Jacob understood what it means, how it feels like to be deceived.
那天早上，他突然间明白，也知道被欺哄的感觉是什么。
He get to, you know what we say, he gets a taste of his own medicine, so to speak.
就洋人讲说，你开始吃了自己所给的苦药。
In other words, you reap what you sow.
也就是说呢，你种的是什么，你收的是什么。
So you see, there is a very fundamental principle at work here.
你会发现这个原则呢在运行着。
And many people understand and accept this principle.
很多人都了解也接受这个原则。
Not just Christians, non-Christians also understand this.
不单是基督徒，就算是非基督徒都接受这样的原则。
That if you do anything, there is a consequence to it.
就是不管你做什么事情，都会有一些代价的。
But what many people don't understand is why does God do it?
但是很多人不明白的是，为什么神如此行呢？
Now to understand that, we have to go to the book of Hebrews.
为了了解，我们看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 12,
在第十二章
verse 6,
第六节。
It says that because the Lord disciplines the one He loves, and He chastens everyone He accepts as His son.
因为神所爱的，他必管教，他也鞭打他自己的儿子。
So in other words, if you are a child of God,
所以你如果是神的儿女
，God will chasten you.
神会鞭打你。
God will discipline you because He loves you.
他会管教你，因为他爱你。
The very same reason why parents we discipline our children because we love them.
就像我们身为父母亲，我们也会管教自己的儿女，因为我们爱他们。
We do that in order to correct their wrong.
我们如此行是为了让他们学习正确的行为。
And ultimately, is for their good.
最终呢，是为了他们的好处。
See, that happens because you are a child of God.
所以你看，我们是神的儿女。
But some of you may be thinking, wow, if that's the case, then wouldn't it be better not to become a child of God?
有些人可能会想，如果是这样的话，那我宁愿不做神的儿女了。
Well, if you are not a child of God, if you're not a Christian,
他说，如果你不是神的儿女，你不是基督徒的话，
the chances are maybe God will not discipline you in the same way.
或许神不会相同的方法管教你。
But you will become what Jesus calls the wheat amongst the wheat.
那你就会像耶稣所讲的，你是掰子在麦田里面。
Remember the parable Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 13?
还记得耶稣在马太福音十三章里面所讲的那个比喻吗？
In the verse 30, Jesus says, "Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the wheat and tie them up in bundles to be burned, and then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn."
在第三十节，耶稣说，容这两样一起长，等着收割。当收割的时候，我要对收割的人说，先把杯子掳出来，捆着捆，留着烧。唯有麦子要收在仓里。
So the non-believers are the weeds.
所以那不信的人就像那些掰子一样。
And if you're a child of God, you are the wheat.
但是你如果是神的儿女的话，你是麦子。
And we can see here it's much, much better to be the wheat than to be the weeds.
所以我们可以发现做麦子好过做掰子。
It is better for us to be disciplined now than to face condemnation on Judgment Day.
所以在现在被神管教，好过到末日的时候被神的审判。
So based on this, sometimes, well, not only sometimes, oftentimes we have to be thankful when God disciplines us or rebukes us.
所以因此我们常常要为这神的管教而感恩。
You know, there was a woman, she endured a lot of suffering.
有一个妇人她常常受苦。
She has this illness that caused her a lot of pain and discomfort.
她有一个疾病，常常让她很不舒服。
And because of this problem, she, you know, it has reduced her enjoyment of life.
也因为这个疾病呢，让她不能够好好的享受的她的生命。
So she said to her pastor.
所以她就对她牧师说，
You know, when am I going to get out of all these troubles?
说我什么时候呢才能够离开这些的难题呢？
Well, the pastor wisely responded to her.
他牧师却很有智慧地回答他。
He said, "You should have asked."
应该这样的问。
What am I going to get out of these troubles?
那我将会从这些的难处呢得着些什么东西
？Okay, so in summary, if you're a children of God, remember that even though sometimes the wills of God, God's justice, turns slowly, but it will turn surely.
所以，我们在结束的时候，我们在这一点是呢，神的公义就像慢慢转动的车轮，它虽然转动的很慢，但是它是确定一定会转动的。
Now let's look at the second point about God's discipline.
那我们来看神的管教的第二点。
The second point is that when God disciplines us, that punishment befits the crime or the sin.
就是神在管教我们的时候呢，我们得到的处罚呢，是因着是合宜的。
You know, our God is a loving Father.
我们的上帝呢，是一个慈爱的父神。
He is not like a cold, harsh, and sadistic kind of God.
他不是一个冷酷很喜欢处罚人的上帝。
That enjoys seeing us, you know, suffering and being punished.
似乎很享受罪人受苦。
But also God knows that we need to be punished, we need to be disciplined.
神也知道我们需要被管教的。
So we see here that when God punishes us, He does it in such a way that it befits what our sins are.
所以你会发现，当神管教我们的时候，他的处罚呢是一个合宜我们的合宜的。
And we see here that the type of punishment that God has allowed to fall upon Jacob.
我们也发现，神用来管教雅各的方法。
Is very, very similar to what Jacob has done to other people.
其实是跟雅各用在其他人身上是一模一样的。
And this is how God punished him.
所以这是上帝怎么惩罚雅各的方法。
I'm going to share with you four examples of how God punished Jacob.
我们来看这四个例子。
Now, number one, the first example is this: that you see that Jacob was deceived by his father-in-law Laban.
就是我们发现雅各被他岳父拉班所欺骗。
But remember, in the past, Jacob tricked his father Isaac.
但是你也发现雅各过去呢曾欺骗他自己的父亲。
Do you see how the punishment befits the crime?
你会发现他的处罚是不是跟他所犯的一模一样？
Second example.
第二个例子。
Jacob was deceived by the older sister Leah.
雅各被他的利亚所欺骗。
But in the past, we know that Jacob tricked his older brother.
就像过去一样，他雅各自己欺骗他的哥哥以扫。
Again, we see how God is very just in His punishment.
我们也发现神在他的处罚上是非常公正的。
Example number three.
第三个例子。
Laban took advantage of Jacob's eagerness to marry Rachel, and then he used that advantage to marry off Leah.
那我们发现拉班呢，因为知道雅各非常心急的要娶拉结，所以就趁机把他的姐姐利亚也嫁出去。
What has happened in the past?
过去发生了什么事呢？
Similarly, Jacob took advantage of Esau's moment of hunger in order to obtain his birthright.
然后我们也发现雅各呢也趁着哥哥肚子饿的时候来获得他长子的这个权利。
And there are many, many of such examples in the Bible.
然后在圣经中有很多这样的例子。
I'm going to share with you the fourth example here with Jacob.
然后这是第四个例子。
Not only did his father-in-law trick him, but Leah also tricked him.
那利亚也是欺哄雅各。
You see, Leah tricked Jacob when he was drunk, you know, after his wedding night, by pretending to be Rachel.
那利亚怎么欺哄雅各呢？因为当他喝醉的时候，他婚礼喝醉的时候，他就假装成为拉结。
Now, if you recall, Jacob tricked Isaac, his father, because his father was blind by pretending to be Esau, his brother.
那雅各也是一样的，欺骗了他的爸爸以撒，因为他瞎了，所以就伪装成他自己的哥哥以扫。
So we see in all these cases, God has allowed the type of punishment to fall upon Jacob.
所以我们发现神在允许这些惩罚临到雅各。
Based on what Jacob has done in the past.
就像雅各以前所做的事情一样。
If you like, it is a bit like, how do I put it? It's a bit like, you know, the golden rule. It's like the opposite of the golden rule.
就有点像黄金定律的相反一样。
The golden rule says, do unto others what you want them to do to you.
黄金定律意思是说，你想要人家怎么待你，你就怎么待人。
And then God says, I will punish you the way you have caused trouble to other people.
但上帝却对他说，我会惩罚你，就像你怎么对待别人一样。
So in a way, we can say that Jacob deserved what he got.
所以我们可以说雅各的确是罪有应得。
And that reminds me of a Proverbs.
就让我想起有一句箴言。
Proverbs 26:27.
26章第27节。
It says, whoever digs a pit or a hole will fall into it.
说挖陷坑的自己必掉在其中。
You see again here how God's justice is at work.
你就发现神的公义是怎么进行的
？Right, he says, you know, you try to cause trouble by digging a hole.
他说你挖了一个陷阱是要陷害人。
Because you want someone else to fall into the hole.
因为你要让别人掉到这个陷阱当中。
But instead, you yourself will fall into the hole.
但是神说你自己反而跌在这个陷阱里。
And this kind of thing doesn't only happen during the biblical times.
这样的事情不单是只有在旧约的时候。
In fact, recently this year, if you read this. The Times of Israel on the 3rd of March.
你会发现以色列的一个报纸在3月3号的时候
There is this story about, you know, the Palestinian terrorists, the Hamas, they tried to attack Israel.
你会发现巴勒斯坦的恐怖分子 Hamas, 他们要攻打以色列。
So what they did was they dig a tunnel. They dig a tunnel under Palestine and they tried to dig the tunnel all the way to Israel.
所以他们的做法呢是从巴勒斯坦地方挖到地洞一直挖到以色列境内。
So that you know they can bring their weapons, go to Israel, and shoot and kill all the Israelis.
所以他们可以带自己的武器进到以色列里面去。
But what happened was it happened to be on that day there was an earthquake and then the tunnel collapsed.
但是那天发生的事情呢是有个地震，它的地道就崩塌了。
So we see that whoever digs a pit for you know for malicious reason will fall into it.Himself or herself.
所以我们发现，那挖坑陷害人的，自己必然掉在其中。
See, God is not unfair.
你会发现，神并不是不公义的。
God is very just when He meets out punishments to sinners.
所以神的处罚是公正的。
And there is also this story of King David.
然后我们也发现，大卫王的一个故事。
King David in 1 Chronicles chapter 21.
在历代志上第21章记载。
In this passage, King David he ordered a census to be carried out so that he knows how many soldiers he have, how many you know men are there in his army.
在这当中，大卫点算了他自己的国民，因为他想知道他自己在国家里面有多少的军队。
Because he wanted to depend on the army instead of depending on God for his victories.
因为他想要依赖他自己的这人民，不去依靠神。
So because of that, God chastised David.
所以因此呢，神管教大卫。
And we were told that David felt, you know, very sorry for his sin.
所以大卫为他所犯的罪深深懊悔。
That he has done such a foolish thing.
因为他做了一个很愚蠢的事情。
Then because of that, God gave David 3 options.
所以因此神呢就给大卫三个选择。
God says, I'm going to punish you, but I'm going to give you 3 options how you can be punished.
他说神对他说我要处罚你，但是我给你三个选择。
First option, God says, I'm going to send famine, you know, and pestilence upon the land for 3 years. That's the first option.
第一个选择呢是我在这三年中呢以色列境内会有饥荒。
Option number 2, I'm going to let your enemies defeat you and do whatever they want to do with you for 3 months.
第二个选择呢是我要你败在这个敌人面前有三个月的时间。
Or the third option is that I, the Lord God, will divinely punish you for 3 days.
或者第三个选择呢就是我上帝的使者呢会在三天里面惩罚。你们
And David said, "Oh, all the 3 options are very bad."
大卫说这三个选择都不好。
But then in verse 13 of chapter 21, this is what David said.
但是在第二十一章十三节，大卫如此说。
So David said to Gad. Gad is the prophet who told David what God said. David says, "I'm in deep distress. Let me fall into the hands of the Lord, for His mercy is great."And do not let me fall into human hands.
所以大卫对加德先知说：“我甚为难，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿意落在人的手里。”
You see, here David understood that God is more merciful than man.
我们发现大卫了解上帝是比人更有怜悯的。
That even though God's punishment can be harsh,
虽然神的处罚有的时候很难受。
But God's punishment is still more fair than punishment meted out by human beings.
但是上帝的处罚呢，还是比人的处罚公正。
So that is why David chose to be punished by the hands of God.
所以大卫选择了被上帝的手惩罚。
So today's message is very simple. We have got 2 points.
今天的信息很简单，我们有两点。
That when you sin, punishment is inevitable.
就是当你犯罪的时候呢，这些惩罚是会临到的。
You sin against God, something will happen. It's just a matter of time.
你得罪了神，会有后果，有代价的，只是时间的问题。
And when God punishes you, when He disciplines you, it's because He loves you.
而神处管教我们处罚我们的时候是因为他爱我们。
He wants to correct you and he wants to bring you on back to the right path.
他要更正我们，让我们重新回到正确的道路上。
It is for your own good.
是为了我们的好处。
But and you also can be rest assured that when God punishes you, His punishment will befit the crime or the sin that you have committed.
但同时我们也要认识到，当神处罚我们的时候，我们的处罚是应得的。
In other words, we deserve what we get from God.
就是我们这些是我们应得的，也是合一的。
Yeah. But what is ironic is that while the Father carries out justice fairly with all his children.
但是我们会发现，神的管教虽然是合一的，在每一个儿女身上。
But then the father treats his own son differently.
但是天父呢，却对自己的儿子的反应却是不一样的。
You see, we deserve the punishment for our sins, but Jesus Christ does not deserve that punishment.
因为我们的罪是罪有应得惩罚的，但是主耶稣却是无辜的。
See, Jesus is innocent. He is pure. He is sinless.
因为耶稣呢，他是没有犯罪的，他是对。
He is innocent and he is sinless, and he became sin for our sake.
他是无罪的，他却是为了我们的缘故，单单成了罪。
Right, Jesus did not deserve to go onto the cross and die on the cross.
耶稣是不应该死在十字架上的。
But through Jesus' perfect sacrifice,
但是耶稣所献上完美的祭
he offers to us the free gift of forgiveness.
耶稣可以给我们一个免费的赦罪的礼物。
And we can accept this free gift by putting our trust, our faith.In Jesus Christ alone.
我们接受这礼物呢，是单单凭着信心接受。
And that we believe and we trust that Jesus is the Savior and the Lord of the world.
我们接受，我们也相信耶稣呢是这个世界的救主。
And this is how I want to end this message.
那我要在这里结束。
That if in order to receive this wonderful gift of forgiveness.
所以为了能够得到这个免费赎罪的恩典。
I want you to pray this prayer together with me.
让我们一同祷告。
Especially those of you if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior.
特别是那一些还没有接受耶稣是你的主，是你的救主的人。
This is a prayer how we want to come before God humbly and says, Yes, God, I understand that you did not deserve to die, but you died for my sake.
让我们以谦卑的心来到神的面前，对他说：“是的，耶稣，你为我的缘故而死。”
So shall we all now bow our heads?
让我们低头
，and let's pray together.
祷告。
Our dear Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父
，I know that I have broken your laws.
我知道我常常得罪犯了你的律法。
And that my sin has separated you from me.
因为我的罪过，我知道我从你被隔绝了。
I am very sorry.
我为此感到懊悔。
And I want to turn away from my past sinful life.
我要从我过去的罪恶的生活当中离开。
And to turn towards you.
回转来到你面前。
Please forgive me.
请你原谅我
and also help me to not sin again.
帮助我，让我不再犯罪。
Father, I believe that your Son Jesus Christ died for my sin.
主啊，我相信你的爱子耶稣基督为我的罪过死在十字架上。
He died and he is resurrected again, and he is alive today.
他死了，复活了，如今他是活着的。
And he's here with us now, and he listens to our prayer. So, Lord, I want to invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life.
我要邀请耶稣成为我生命中的主。
And to also to become the Savior of my life from this day forward.
也成为我自己的救主。
Lord, please send your Holy Spirit.
请你差遣你的圣灵。
to help me to obey you.
让我能够顺服你。
And also to do your will for the rest of my life.
来了，以至于我一生当中成就你的旨意。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.